Edgar Degas' ballerinas are some of the most recognizable images of the Impressionist movement. Over the course of his lifetime, he created over 1,500 paintings, sculptures, and sketches of these dancers. But behind their beauty lies a rather dark and sordid history. By the 1800s, the glittering reputation of ballet had begun to tarnish. Performances were seen more as titillating interludes to the more serious opera, where the viewers could gawk at the ballerinas' legs. In Paris in particular, ballet became intimately intertwined with sex work. Offstage in the theatre where Degas painted lay the Foyer de la Danse. This is where ballerinas would come to warm up and where wealthy businessmen would come to conduct their business, mingle and watch the performers, and sometimes even proposition them. These young women and girls were referred to as petite rats and would train day and night, 6 days a week. Most were from working class families and their careers in the ballet were a lifeline for their families. To continue dancing, they needed to acquire a benefactor in one of these wealthy men who would pay for their costumes, their dancing, their training, but this came with strings attached. The sexual politics of the theatre is what most intrigued Degas. Of the 1,500 works he created of these dances, they were rarely seen on stage. His work lingers in the wings, in the rehearsal areas, in the dressing rooms. We often see these sinister male figures within the paintings waiting for women in the wings as they ran off of stage. What we see is a voyeuristic fascination with a physical strain of femininity. Often women are depicted in exaggerated, almost inhumane positions within his work. Today we see Degas' ballerinas and we marvel at their beauty, but there was a cost to this beauty. These paintings tell of the forgotten, commodified stories of so many young women and girls. When we see these paintings, I implore us to remember the resilience and try and put their stories back into the artwork that we see today.
Degas' use of colour and texture throughout his work was incredibly distinctive. Over the course of his career, he would use colour that would intensify to the point that he described it as orgies of colour.
Unlike most of the other Impressionists, Degas preferred to paint inside of a studio rather than en plein air, and he made his thoughts on the matter wildly known. By the end of his life, Degas had isolated himself from many of his other Impressionist friends because of his attitude and rather inconsiderate behavior towards them. By the end of his life, Renoir was one of his final remaining friends, who once said, "What a creature that Degas was. All of his friends had to leave him. I was one of the last to go, but even I couldn't stay to the end."